A new research from Market Forces shows Australia's big four banks have provided more than $43 billion to major coal, oil and gas projects over the last decade. The report also shows there are 23 existing fossil fuel clients they need to be excluded from further financing. Market Forces analysed as well how much money the big four banks are slashing to fulfil their commitments on not funding fossil fuel projects. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking head of research at Market Forces, Carl Robertson, what the report entails.
This new analysis by Market Forces has found that in the decade since the Paris Agreement was adopted to rein in climate change, Australia's big four banks, ANZ, NAB, Commonwealth Bank and Westpac, have provided over $43 billion to the world's major coal, oil and gas companies, the vast majority of which still have no plans to phase out fossil fuels or aren't planning to increase their production.
As you mentioned, the report shows 23 companies are supporting, are supported by the big four banks. Could you please expand a little bit on this?
So as of October 1st this year, the big four banks all require some of their fossil fuel clients to produce emissions reductions plans aligned with the Paris Agreement. Now, we have created a list of 23 companies with enormous coal, oil and gas expansion plans that should be denied finance from the big four banks going forward. And this includes companies like Santos, Woodside, BHP, and other overseas power generators such as JERA and GE Vernova.
So according to the report, the biggest funder of fossil fuel projects at the moment is ANZ. What do we know about their plan to stop funding these projects, and why have we not seen any progress on this?
ANZ has consistently been the biggest funder of fossil fuels and fossil fuel expansion in Australia over the past decade. Despite having numerous chances to deliver on its climate commitments, it has routinely opted to pass through policies that allow it to continue financing companies that have no intention of transitioning away from coal, oil and gas. And this continues even one decade on from the Paris Agreement.
Is there any bank or any institution that has really decreased their funding into fossil fuel projects? Is there any positives about this report?
We have seen substantial changes from particularly Commonwealth Bank in the last 4 years to stop financing companies expanding fossil fuels. And that is reflected in the fact that they have only accounted for 6% of overall fossil fuel finance in the last 4 years. We've also seen a lot of progress from NAB, who has come down from accounting for over 40% of fossil fuel finance just a few years ago to less than 9% so far in 2025. So some good news stories with Commonwealth Bank and ANZ, Commonwealth Bank and NAB, but ANZ and Westpac continue to be major sources of concern, accounting for over 80% of lending since 2024.
Now, could you please expand a little bit more on the economic and housing impacts if these banks continue to support these projects?
The big four Australian banks control about 80% of the Australian mortgage market, meaning that most Australian homes are within their portfolio. And we know that there are enormous risks to Australia's housing market in high warming scenarios, which is what we are currently heading for. So the big four banks continuing to finance companies that are fueling climate change and fueling worsening floods, heat waves, bushfires and cyclones is reckless business. And it is also extremely dangerous to the Australian population who own these homes.
Okay. And what has Market Forces done to let the banks know they need to fund other projects or, stop fossil fuel projects funding? And what do you expect after they read this report?
For the last decade, Market Forces has worked with bank customers, shareholders, community members, scientists and even institutional investors to hold the banks to account for their commitments to the Paris Agreement and to get them to direct their substantial financial resources away from companies fueling climate change and towards the solutions of climate change, such as renewable energy projects. After they read this report, we hope that the banks understand that their time for funding companies with no plans to transition is up, and they need to start funding companies and projects that are aligned with a transition to a safe and secure economy.
Kyle Robertson from Market Forces there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.